the children have been back for just over 24 hours, but already we're full volume on a game of WTF Kids Say. My daughter told me this morning after we swam in the pool that she needed a bath. I said, when do you ever get a bath after the pool? She said, yesterday, tomorrow, every day. And I finally got her out, got her changed, got her quiet. And then she wanted to read Dr. Seuss, which is kind of a theme of the week. So I said, okay, which book? And that's when she pulled out Green Eggs and Ham, but referred to it as Eat the Meat. Then she went on to flip each page and read Eat the Meat to me. And I got to tell you, it was a pretty interesting story. But right now, I want to get straight into the show as we talk about dance battles, socks, and the same shame on Freestyle Friday as we start pop locking, joshing around. Now's your time to shine if you were tied to a desk. But if you're just like me, then you'll be put to the test. With kids, honeydews, and other home of the chores, it's like the weekend's become just a regular bore. But if you're on the couch watching golf, enjoy all the snores. But me, I hope to get to the beach. Dreams are in reach, of shade and out of the sun. We having fun, you don't need to ask. Look at me, I'm here with a can out of glass. I reduce, reuse, and recycle, and I will choose to always be right there and in my cycle. Oh, it's rinse and repeat, and I'll do it again. I'm gonna be right here. I'm glad to have great friends that listen in every week, and I thank you for choosing me, and here we go. Yeah, now, at ease. My mother-in-law's in town, and she's great. The only problem is she doesn't hear very well. Luckily, she rarely wears jungle cat prints. Otherwise, I'd totally refer to her as Def Leppard. Hey, do you have a bad joke? I'd love to hear it. Call the show at anchor.fm/joshingaround. Just remember, the worse the joke, the shorter the call has to be. I'm also taking more suggestions for future show locales, and I'm tempted to take Tame Dares. I dared another fake internet radio show to eat a whole roll of bubble tape when they recorded their next episode. Now's the time for you to call in with your suggestions. I dare ya. Raise your umbrellas, but not to stop the rain. No, instead, we've got to abstain from these sun rays. Yeah, that SPF, we double check, it's got to be 50 proof now, because that sun is coming loud. Oh, but ozones have already been depleted from the CFLCs and PLOPs, and I don't even know, because they got it so hard, the undertow is pulling us all down. Monsanto! How'd you do this to me? Let's round up all the people that are trying to top us and stop. Drop and roll us into a hole until they bury us and have full control. Gender reveal parties have proved popular. You know, the parties where parents chain their children down with a gender assigned to them at birth by exploding different colored confettis inside white balloons, or maybe exploding fireworks that blow up pink or blue, thinking not of the child's thoughts. But let's not go there. Instead, I'm wondering, what else can we reveal? I guess it'd be great if kids were sent home from school with little grade reveal sticks where they could spray across the air to mom and dad, I'm getting a B. Wouldn't that be something? Or else your doctor could do this with your health, but that could be rough if it's not benign. You know what I'm saying? So I'd like to know, are there other things that we could reveal through time? Let me know. So anyway, I was trying to play hip-hop matchmaker and set my friend up with Nas when she was like, Nas, what is he like? And I thought about it for a second and then said, Nas is like Nas. When I was a kid, I used to swim at a friend's house whose parents had placed a sign in the patio that read, Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no pee in it. Let's keep it that way. And I like to think there's no pee in my pool either. My wife and I were swimming the other day during our staycation, and she said, I gotta get out, I really have to go to the bathroom, to which I replied, you know, it's your pool, you can pee in it if you want to. And she immediately resisted, said, no way, and got out and used the bathroom inside. And I'm glad she did, because that was just a test. I don't pee in the pool either, and my kids better not. To anybody out there thinking about it, unlike an ocean or a steady flowing stream, the pool is a closed circuit. I recommend you never pee in one. Otherwise, the chlorine's just gotta work too hard. Peruse the news and see the stories that were fed, and see that leaders contradict to confuse the words they said, but still be wading in to that water just to be baptized, even though there's lies dangle right before our very eyes, giving up our souls to have lucky shoes nailed on our feet. Plow upon our necks, then our destiny's complete. Out to pasture, not to retire, but just to be retread. Why does everybody pretend that this fate right in front of our face we can't escape? Let's debate, we can get out of this fate. And the best of jobs, it is an inside job. but we got a mask to make a mob. So go get your pitchfork, dogs, and let's start that fire. Get them all piled in a pyre. Take back the power. Got it now. Now we can explore what we got and how we will tower. On the 49th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission that allowed Neil Armstrong and then Buzz Aldrin to walk on the moon, I'd like to share with you a story from our vacation when I hit the dance floor at an Orlando club only to meet a short woman dressed just like new Michael Jackson. She had the puffy black pants on, the white flowing shirt, and the cap complete with sunglasses and that weird faux cast on her hand. And guess what? When I hit the dance floor, she was protecting her territory, and I really had to get in it. Now, you'll have to imagine what I'm doing right now, but it is super slick with a ton of spins and some low leg work. I used to be able to do that jump over my leg thing, but I stopped doing it after I took it hard in the shins from the fake step craze on social media. In any event, I was popping and locking so hard that fake female Michael had to step back, and she took it hard again, but then tried to go on the aggressive with her own spins, a series of moonwalking, and then she even flipped the cap. But I wasn't having that. I came back just as hard with my own moonwalk and then threw a windmill because, yeah, somebody's been practicing. I've been here before, I've explored these waters, stepped on these steps, I'm not sure where it gets me yet. I'm hoping that I might get to expend all of these expenses and then be on the man. Yeah, I've gotta be myself again. When can I get back there to that place when I was a child, being pretending, not caring? How we gonna smile a while later on? Here we go, ducks on the pond, let's drive them home. Just like I be driving this point, and you annoy with every hammer smash on that nail all of a sail. Every point I'm making, here we go, we can take it until we get shaken. One day while working at a convenience store in college, a little old lady came in the store with two young boys in order to use the restroom. As they made their way back to the facilities, the boys began to object when they noticed they'd be going in the women's room. We don't want to go in the girls' room. Their objections got even louder when they saw they'd be going in together. That's when the old woman had had enough and responded, "Hush your mouth. Y'all got the same shame." I know that's right. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, but you're not gonna shame me again, you fool. Oh, I'm coming in like a ninja on dark and stealth. You're gonna see me when I get it, but help your hell. Yeah, cause I can cut you down right by the Achilles now. Go back in that river, it stinks. I'll tell you I got it, you think. Ha! Now minks, they're not as soft as that chinchilla fur. Telling you we got it and we never be with Jennifer. I Aniston and I ask you all again how I garden this fence. And now I'm guarding these snakes. And then I'm telling you on the take it in your back now. I got it pulling that knife out, the wow. At two now, you two, I tell you how you do this to me. It is in history. You should just stop and we could just flaunt what we got on the take. I'm telling you, break backs now, shake it. Not for nothing, but these days I buy my pants to fit, get them by the inch, so I know exactly how they'll tighten around my waist. With that in mind, what do I even need a belt for? I'm not Oliver Twist. I'm not just trying to hold up a sackcloth around my waist. You know why? Societal conventions, that's why. But I'm here to say, why conform? Throw those belts out. Who needs them? I guess junkies do, so donate them. Don't throw them out. But still. Call the good doctor because we need some surveillance. Horton hears a who and now the winds are prevailing. They fingered you, you did it. There's no doubt. Minority reports are out and Future Crime says there's no need to question this. Just get them now. The Blade Runner's coming to find you out. And I wish that I could say that you've got a chance, friend, but it's too late because I'm him. Because I grew up by the beach, I struggled as a younger man with the societal conventions of wearing a shirt. Sandals and shorts alone were cool when I was by the coast, but what I found was the further inland I traveled, no matter my fitness, the less likely people could bear the sight of my chest. You can be free just like me if you want to be without going to war. All it takes is a little money in the bank or an appreciation for a lower standard of living. Over time, societal conventions can change, and that's true with style more than anything else, as I found out firsthand after being run out of Pensacola, Florida back in 2004 for having an affinity for wearing colorful socks with my business attire. Now, I know these days, People are wearing socks with prints, patterns, and even people's faces. But back then in the Deep South, it was either black, brown, or get the f*** on, which is exactly what I did. Now, I realize that this isn't a march on Selma or anything. God, who would even say that? But I like to think that I was at the tip of the spear of making colorful socks societally acceptable. So the question becomes, who among us doesn't want more than we'd be given? Who among us doesn't want more, like little children always asking? Go big on that ask. Yeah, you got a half full glass, then you need more. Hey, somebody pour Mrs. Garcon. That means boy. Okay, let's keep going on like Richard Pryor. Everybody knows not to mess with me when I can joke around. I'm here, always joshing around. God smiles, never frowns, and I'll pass him around. Enough of the glass so I can share. Living my life without a care. Step by step and day by day, I'm taking every day anew, and that is fine. Don't go start a coup, all right? Now vote for me. A vote for me is a vote for you. I'll represent you well. Take it, it's swell. Wave after wave, yeah, that's fine. I'll kiss a babe too. But I'm right here, I'm telling you, I'll represent you true. Though the Tuesday after the first Monday in November is a ways away, so instead, let's end the show for today. Much like me, my kids can't be quiet, so at least they're entertaining. Please, send in your dares and physical challenges, but keep the bad jokes brief. That seemed to work well for me. Throw off your belts, strip your shirts, and skip the socks. Just remember when swimming to speak a 25-letter alphabet. The Haitians will thank you. Now, shed your shame and embrace the weekend by winning a dance battle no one's watching before we complete the circuit. With more joshing around. Cool jerk. Now this sounds like my theme song. What do I do now? Oh, gotta work it just a bit, man. Do it till we do not quit. Is it the end of the show? Well, that's legit, cause my ears are tired, man. I'm done telling you that I'd rather go and make a son. Daughters, man, leave him to Jamaica, or he might just take her. I'm not sure if that's fine, but we can pass the Shaw Shaker on a Sunday dinner and break the bread. I keep on doing everything that I said, tongue first, and then I'm gonna do it past my way to get it. When I hear the umadilla, then you got it in the fader, drop it out just a bit and quit. Okay, I thank you for being here, you found me joshing around. How? Just the other day, I swore off postscripts and Easter eggs, but, well, here we are anyways. So I wanted to share with you my daughter's retelling of Dr. Seuss's Eat the Meat.
The cat eat the meat. Once upon a time, there was a mean monkey. And then he didn't want to eat the meat. And then he said, okay, I'll eat the meat. And then he said, no, I don't want to eat the meat. Okay, and then he said, okay, I'm off.